This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases with a death toll approaching 490,000. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is creating new nightmare scenarios. In the pandemic's hardest hit country, more than half the American states are seeing sometimes stunning rises in case counts. The totals to this point, 2.4 million infections and more than 124,000 fatalities. New infections yesterday, close to 40,000. Texas is among the states rethinking their back-to-work plans as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply affected by the pandemic. There has been a price to pay. Texas has been seeing daily highs for new virus cases. And today, Governor Greg Abbott ordered bars statewide to close and scale back restaurant dining, all in the interest of stemming the alarming spread of the disease. Texas has experienced record numbers of virus hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The state's death toll stands at just over 2,300, with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, about 20% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive. California is seeing a record number of cases with a running total of 201,000 infections and 5,800 lives lost. A White House coronavirus task force briefing is underway at this hour, the first in nearly 2 months. Vice President Mike Pence praised state reopening efforts, but acknowledged what he called precipitous case increases in the South. Pence said he would soon visit Texas, Arizona, and Florida, another COVID-19 hotspot with rapidly growing virus numbers. The task force says half the new cases in the country have infected people under 35. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, warned that young people need to recognize